8:12 on a Friday morning, your morning connection on Connect FM. And look who stopped by the studio here at Connect FM. Albert Varicalo is here from the Du Bois Dream to give us an update. Good morning, Albert.
We're turning these into business interviews, aren't we, with the suit on today?
We are. You're looking very, very sharp, very dapper. It's a good thing we don't have the cameras on this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't look as good.
No, you're always good, Dan. So
not that I ever do. But. Yeah, no,
you're good. It's always good talking to you, too. And it's good. We took a little bit of break, and now we have a lot to catch up on for the Dream.
Yeah, and things seem to really be stepping up and getting real active, especially with the youth programs.
Yes.
And I think you even have a tournament tomorrow. Is that right?
So we have a tournament this weekend. Yeah. Correct. So it's been really cool. I guess it's good I'm dressed up with the NFL draft that just happened and all that type of stuff. But
did you get picked in the first round?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I wish. Steelers first pick with a quarterback, right? No. But anyways, it is cool, though, because it lines up with some of our older girls and guys are now starting to sign their commitment letters to go to college, which is a really cool thing. But then this weekend, we have our younger boys group going out there and playing. And it's cool because I'm seeing some of these old pictures from probably 7-8 years ago with the one kid, Brayson Patrick from Clearfield. Mm-hmm. We did a Clearfield Y camp. Looking back over that, it was him and Jake Perrin, who's the new coach at Lake Erie, gets them signed. And then we'll have Hannah Glunt coming up here from Clearfield as well, signing. She was at that Clearfield Y camp. It's just funny to look back at some of these pictures from when the Dream first started to now these kids are going on to college. So it's going to be cool to see that now with this young group and hopefully as they work their way up through.
And it's interesting, too, when you saw those kids when they were kids playing, did you kind of say, boy, there's a lot of potential there?
There is, but then there's also the ones that surprise me, which is probably more rewarding on my end because really we cast the net wide with the Du Bois Dream. It's like if you just want an opportunity to play basketball and you enjoy it, my biggest goal each time with the Du Bois Dream is for the kids to have fun and just build up that love for the game. The last thing I'd ever want to do is for a kid to not enjoy a sport because of me.
Yeah.
So as long as you keep that going, a lot of times if they just enjoy playing basketball, they continue to work hard. The cards and everything just seems to align at that point. Yeah. And that's one thing I've noticed in a lot of the kids is the ones that really enjoy it, it just seems to work out for them. So that's always been my goal. When you're young, you have to enjoy the sport first.
Absolutely.
And then from there, the hard work comes in because if you enjoy it, you're going to work harder at it. And that's just kind of my philosophy. Some people disagree. They're like, you got to teach this and that. But I've just seen way too many kids end up falling out of love or just not enjoy the sport. They quit it before they even give themselves a chance. So with the Dream, that's all I've ever tried to do is just help instill some love for the game, have some fun with it.
That's super. They're kids. And
exactly.
They should enjoy it.
Yeah. And then on top of that, now it's another part of having fun with it is you get into the 5-on-5 and some kids are able to hide, but now we're partnering with the 3-on-3 stuff. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing that for quite a few years now, too. And the Finkster Fieldhouse will be partnering with them tomorrow. They'll be hosting a youth 3-on-3 out there. And we're hoping that'll go well again because our first one we did at Penn State Du Bois went better than I could have expected. It's just, it's really cool. And again, basketball is just kind of a sport to get these kids interested in different things and working hard and all that. But I don't know. It's really cool to see them grow a love for the game. And it starts with that 3-on-3 and that 5-on-5. And we'll see how we do on Sunday in our tournament with that youth group.
Yep, absolutely. Now, what about the big kids? You and the guys on the Dream.
Yeah. We'll see some things. And now this summer is going to be really cool for TBT because we're going to tie in a lot of these connections with our AAU program, with our TBT program. We'll be making some announcements here because TBT is expecting us to get our roster together now.
Yeah.
It's funny because the AAU season starts dying down around Memorial Day. And that's when TBT starts picking up. So people will see, you know, a coaching announcement, a player announcement coming up here, and they'll all be tied in with Du Bois and the Du Bois Dream. So that's going to mean a lot to me. Again, I told you how many times, Dan. It's just like, I want to see a kid work his way up through the AAU program all the way up through. But we have the coaches on that end, too, who have worked their way up from AAU program all the way up through to professional level. And, you know, I just want to keep this going. And then, you know, maybe eventually they'll end up in Malta. You know, you never know.
Right? There you go.
Yes.
Good point.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're coming into the summer season here. Any Dreamy appearances on the horizon?
Yes. We've been trying to tie in some Dreamy appearances if we can get him to lock in because sometimes he likes to have his fun. Once the summer weather comes out, he likes to poke his head out there. So Dreamy will be around. We're going to try and team up with Cohen's Purpose as well that's coming up here. I believe they have a color run in the next week or so. Uh-huh. And then also a lot of people will see on our AAU uniforms and some of the uniforms the kids are wearing has the Varicello Foundation on it.
Yeah.
So I've tied in the Dream and the Varicello Foundation quite a bit. But this summer, I'm bringing back my dad's 15-year anniversary thing. Okay. Most likely, I'm going to try and bring out Dreamy to that.
Okay.
And just really tie in a few things as far as that goes with the Varicella Foundation. So we're looking at a July 13th event for my dad, tying the Du Bois Dream with it, and that'll carry it right into TBT. So, you know, I got my hand in quite a few things, Dan, but it seems to work out just because there's a lot of community support.
Yeah.
And especially, you guys here, you and everyone at Connect FM and Sunny 106, you guys are just awesome helping me spread the word. So everyone keep an eye out for that stuff. And, you know, we'll get some more Dreamy apparel and Dreamy appearances out there as well.
Well, we're glad to do it. And we're always glad to have you in here, Albert, to give us an update on everything that's going on. Man, it's busy.
Yeah, it's been good. It was good to take a few weeks off, and now we're good to go with all the updates, I think.
Well, thank you so much for updating us, and we appreciate it. We'll check back with you in a couple weeks.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.